Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, Hugh, we've got a couple weeks to go shopping for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And it's not too soon to start thinking about what we're going to be pouring.
Sure isn't.
So, I tell you what, you do reds, I'll do whites next week.
Okay.
And we'll give the people some ideas what to do. Now, when it comes to Thanksgiving, what do you think we need in terms of red wine?
Well, you know, I love Thanksgiving. It's probably my favorite holiday because I like to cook and you can just focus on food and fellowship and hopefully family. And the traditional Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and here in Baltimore, frequently sauerkraut and sweet potatoes, can be a bit of a challenge for wine pairings.
Yeah, you think?
If you're serving a prime rib, a big old Napa Cab or Bordeaux might be just great.
Sure.
But if you're doing the turkey and sweet potatoes, I tend to go for softer and fruitier reds, and here are three that work for
me.
I've always found Beaujolais to work well with Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
The lighter Gamay grapes and less assertive tannins allow the wine to complement roast turkey just fine. I tried the Domaine Fellot, that's F-E-L-L-O-T. We'll put this on the website, folks. Pic Noir 2023 Beaujolais Village. For $17.99, you get a classic Beaujolais with juicy red fruit, subtle spice notes, and approachable acidity. Kind of can't go wrong here.
No. So,
staying with sort of a Burgundy theme, Pinot Noir is another grape that is, in my opinion, goes very well traditional Thanksgiving meal. I tried the 2022 Willamette Valley Pinot Noir from Adelsheim in Oregon. You know, Adelsheim was the first Oregon Pinot Noir I ever tried back in the 1980s.
How about that?
Yeah. So I am glad to see that they are still producing really top-notch wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's at $29.99, so this is Saturday night dinner quality, but I think at a actually very reasonable and fair price. Deep garnet, the wine features aromas of cherry and pomegranate with subtle wood notes. On the palate, there is a sort of a sleek, silky texture, rounded, supple fruit, and a very satisfying finish. This will be a great addition to any roast turkey meal.
How's it going to go with like cranberry sauce?
I think it'll do just fine because the pomegranate
notes. There's enough fruit?
Yeah, there's enough fruit.
Wow, good.
Lastly, I sampled a stunning wine from Sicily, the 2022 Cotanara Etna Rosso. This is from the eastern side of Sicily, and the wine is 100% Nerello Moscalese grapes.
That's easy for you to say.
It really wasn't. But they're from 20 to 30-year-old vines. Medium garnet in color. There are, again, aromas of cherry and pomegranate, but with notes of rose petal, currant, and sage. There's also an enjoyable tartness to the fruit, which makes the wine lively and fresh. We've talked a lot this year about Sicilian wines, and this Cotanara Etna Rosso is a really good reason why. I feel very confident that you can't go wrong with any of the wines from this particular list for this holiday. Because the Adelsheim is from Oregon and Thanksgiving is the most American of holidays, I chose the Adelsheim Willamette Pinot Noir as my wine of the week. But if you feel like a slight splurge, also get a bottle of the Cotanara Etna Rosso. It's terrific and will add an entirely different dimension to your meal.
Hugh, we're going to put all of this on the website. Go to the Cellar Notes page, and we have our recommendations right there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.